Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Breaking news, the verdict has been reached. We are moments away from finding out if Donald Trump has been found guilty or not guilty by a Manhattan jury. It is not a hung jury. It is a jury that has found a verdict, that has reached a verdict. And we'll hear it moments from now. Welcome back to the show, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. This is our happy hour, and hopefully it is a happy hour for us. Brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we'll be live on June 21st. I want to see you there. Cape May is beautiful, and the Grand Hotel is my happy place. And they've got amazing, amazing packages and specials right now for you and your family for June. So just go to grandhotelcapemay.com and mark your calendar for June 21st. I want to just say, first and foremost, if this is guilty, don't jump off the ledge here. Don't panic. Okay? Don't panic. That's number one. Number one. Don't panic. All right? There's a lot of ways to spin this, and this will be appealed. And even the Washington Post acknowledges. Even the Washington Post, the far right wing Washington Post, acknowledges the following. Speaking of calling electoral legitimacy into question because of missing information, let's say the jury convicts Trump and that voters go to the polls this November thinking he's a felon and deny him a second term. And that the conviction is then tossed on appeal. Now, the prosecutor said, democracy is subverted when voters lack accurate information about the candidates. But in that plausible hypothetical, their information would be inaccurate in a major way. Trump would have been wrongfully convicted. Would that then mean the 2024 election was illegitimate? It's an excellent point. Now, I don't know the answer to this question, but what I'd like to find out is this. I'd like to find out if there is a way to fast track this appeal, given the nature of the fact that it is the president of the United States, the former president and the Republican nominee for president. And what options are available to Trump, because if this needs to be resolved, and normally I know appeals can take years, but this needs to be resolved prior to November. Because it's an excellent point. It's an excellent point the Washington Post raises. If Trump is guilty here, if they find him guilty, and then the case is overturned on appeal, that means that Trump is not guilty. That means he was wrongfully convicted. If the case is overturned by a higher court, that means he's not guilty. It means he's not a felon. It means he's not a convict. It means he's not a convicted felon and all the other things Joe Biden's about to say about him if he's found guilty. So don't the voters deserve to know that prior to November? I would say the answer is yes. Otherwise, yeah, you do have to call the legitimacy of the 2024 election into account if he's found guilty and if he loses. And then in, say, January of 2025, the case is overturned on appeal. In which case, then Trump is not guilty. He's an innocent man. The whole case was nonsense. Overturned by an appeals court, he's now a free man. And remember, once the case is overturned by an appeals court, there's no double jeopardy. So you don't get to appeal if it's found in your favor. There's procedural appeals if an appeal does not go your way. But if an appeal goes your way, the state doesn't get to appeal your appeal. You're free. It's over. You're done. And there's no double jeopardy because, I mean, assuming that the Constitution still exists, I don't know, but I'm going to assume it still exists. There's a prohibition on that in the Sixth Amendment. So if Trump is found not guilty today, well, that's it. The state can't appeal that not guilty verdict. And if Trump is found guilty today, but that guilt is overturned on appeal, the government can't appeal the overturning of that conviction. But to the point made by the Washington Post, something else is saying here, if a mistrial is declared, Bragg may retry the case. I don't know why they'd be saying that if a mistrial is declared. A mistrial would only be declared if the jury has not reached a verdict. So now, has the jury not reached a verdict, or is it a hung jury? This is what I mean. We're all following this in real time. And it's 5:04 p.m. And literally right now, we're all waiting to find out what's happening here. My understanding is if a verdict has been reached, that means then the jurors, all 12 of them, have agreed in either guilt or not guilty. Judge Mershon is back on the bench. Okay, so the judge is back on the bench. He's then will ask the foreman of the jury to bring over the slip, and then he'll have the defendant rise, I would presume, and then they'll read out the verdict. And we are moments away, seconds away from this. As we're waiting for that, I'll tell you the big story, obviously, is this. It's brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. Dr. Mike Vanaria is the best. He's my friend and my dentist, and you deserve a great smile. So go see him today, VanariaDental.com. So the verdict has been reached. We're awaiting the judge now. The judge is now addressing the courtroom. Judge is addressing the courtroom right now. You're going to hear this as soon as it's, so don't go anywhere. I got the TVs on, whatever comes on, you'll know it as soon as it happens. So don't go anywhere. The jury's filing in right now. The judge reiterates that there is a verdict. There is a verdict. That means that there is not a hung jury. We're monitoring social media and we're monitoring Fox News right now. As soon as we see anything, we're going to share with you. You know, I got to be honest with you. Never in my life have I been more grateful to be on Afternoons with you. I got to be honest with you. I mean, this is history right now, and not good history, because we're talking about a former president of the United States of America who could be found guilty in a matter, may have been found guilty by a jury. And I thank God I don't have to wait till tomorrow morning to tell you how I feel about this, because if that's the case, then first of all, I'm going to open the phone lines up for you. And we'll talk about it for the next, 2 hours. But it's amazing that we're in this place right now. that we are moments away from the chief rival to the president of the United States of America potentially being found guilty in a New York City court on federal charges where the prosecutor has no jurisdiction over federal law. And then the president of the United States, Joe Biden, has a guy who used to be number two at the Justice Department lead the prosecution in this case. And then the president's going to come out and gloat and take a victory lap and show America that this is an absolutely purely political partisan charade. And I just, I can't believe that we're at this point. But thank God I'm here. I mean, honestly, truly, thank God. Because if I was home right now and dealing with my kids and watching this or listening to whoever was on the radio right now, a jury's being brought in. If I had to wait till tomorrow morning to talk about this, I'd lose my mind. I'd go insane. Judge Mershon is reading the note again. Jury being brought in. What does that mean? He's reading the note again. What does that mean? Let's pot up Fox News for a sec. Let's just hear what Shannon Bream.
Some of the verdicts coming in. It is quickly coming in here from inside. We are starting to hear that there are guilty. There are guilty verdicts from our producer inside. We are hearing guilty on 1 through 5. 1 through 12, we have now 13, 14 guilty. 15 guilty. You may hear there are a split of folks here who have been protesting on both sides of this case. Some cheer, some boos. As we are now getting the information from the jury, we are up to 18 counts, 19 guilty. Remember, we have 34 here, 20 guilty. And again, these counts were very similar, what they were looking at. It was different occurrences, essentially, of the same crime, a misdemeanor that was elevated by being linked to a felony, to an underlying crime. We are now 24 counts in, all guilty from inside. This is what we are hearing from our producers, up to 26 guilty. Now, remember, each of these counts could maximum have 4 years in jail. President Trump would be considered a first-time offender. These are non-violent crimes. So it seems that it is unlikely the judge would sentence him to prison, but we are now up to 31 counts guilty out of 34. 32 guilty, also coming in from inside the courtroom. Our producer's now saying 33 and 34. They're saying guilty on all 34 charges. That is where we are at. The jurors, it looks like we're going to leave for the day. Suddenly we get this verdict. It is 34 guilty counts on all of this. I want to bring in Andy McCarthy, who's here with me, Judge Jeanine as well, and Trey Gowdy. Andy, where we go from here, obviously there will automatically be an appeal from this Trump team as quickly as possible. There's the legal issue of sentencing to come. That's going to take maybe months to get to a pretrial report on this and then to a sentencing by the judge. And he reminded the jurors he's the one who decides. But we have the reality now of a former president for the first time being convicted on 34 criminal counts, guilty on all of these counts. Whatever conflict or confusion or questions the jury had, they got that information back to them this morning. And by the end of day two of deliberations, we're at 34 guilty counts for the former president of the United States of America.
It's a historic trial of a former president of the United States by his partisan adversaries. Whatever you think of the results, it's inconceivable in New York that anyone else other than Donald Trump would ever been indicted in this way by Alvin Bragg, the elected progressive Democratic district attorney who campaigned on the fact that he would go after Donald Trump, that he had a history of going after Donald Trump. This is a very political exercise. And you have to say that it accomplished what it set out to accomplish. What they wanted was to have a situation where they could call Donald Trump a convicted felon in the run-up to the election. Mm-hmm. We have an elected Democrat who got that accomplished. He got a very friendly judge who ruled his way on every important thing and turned the jury instructions into a roadmap to conviction. So now I assume, with the mission having been accomplished, we'll have more procedural regularity, Shannon. As you just said, there'll be a pre-sentence investigation. Mm-hmm. There should be a sentencing scheduled, and we'll go from there. But this case will be appealed, and I hope that there'll be more fairness and equity in the appeal than there was in the trial.
And Trey, when these counts, this
you
is
know, the,
first
the other point
in,
too is, and you can pot it down, Matt. Thank you. The other part about this too, and again, the Washington Post. I mean, they nailed it here. I hate to say it, but it's the Washington freaking Post, but Speaking of calling electoral legitimacy into question because of missing information, let's say the jury convicts Trump, which now we know they just did, and the voters go to the polls this November thinking he's a felon, and then he loses. And then the case gets tossed later on appeal. The prosecutor said democracy is subverted when voters lack accurate information about the candidates. But in that plausible hypothetical, their information would be inaccurate in a major way. Trump would have been wrongfully convicted. Would that mean then the 2024 election was illegitimate? The answer to that is yes. Look, I'm not convinced that this is going to hurt Trump. I really am not convinced this is going to hurt Trump politically. But obviously, we're all dealing with this. I'm also not going to wear rose-colored glasses on this either. It's a perilous road ahead. And I know that if you are a Trump supporter, it's not going to change your mind. Certainly not going to change my mind. We have to wonder about the voters that are on the fence or not. Is he there? We got David. All right, let's bring in our buddy David Gelman, former prosecutor, criminal defense attorney. David, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it very much. I know that this is a busy day and you're going to be all over Fox News and in a matter of moments as well. But your gut reaction to this?
I'm disgusted. I mean, the rule of law was just completely torn up today. I'm looking at it right now. I'm watching Fox News and, you know, he was guilty on all 34 counts. How can you possibly convict him on all 34 counts? This makes absolutely no sense. The only thing that this is showing is Biden, his DOJ, number three, Matthew Colangelo, who went from the DOJ to try this case, all were in cahoots. And the judge, he was complicit. The judge was pretty much a prosecutor in this, because what happened today is a complete outrage. I don't know how Donald Trump, I feel so terrible for him for what's going on. This is not how the rule of law should be happening, and it should not be working. And this is a terrible day for America, because you know what? Other people could be facing a lot more or a lot less, but they don't have the opportunity to fight this. And, I'm speechless right now.
David Gelman, I'm speechless too. I'm amazed, honestly, that this is happening and that's unanimous and that this is the United States of America. And what we've just opened here, this has forever changed the Republic, in my opinion. This has forever changed America. And the question is, who's next? I mean, what's next? What politician gets charged next? Because they've all done something. So now we're going to weaponize everything politically. And we've just weaponized the courts and we've weaponized the criminal justice system. And now we're going to prosecute our enemies. And we've become, I know it's a cliche to say banana republic, but it's worse than that, because we were the standard for the rest of the world when it came to our political system. We were the standard for the rest of the world when it came to our criminal justice system. And now we are a laughingstock. We just found our former president guilty in a municipal court. Where they don't even have jurisdiction over federal law. I mean, countries around the world must be looking at us going, what? How is this the United States of America?
I mean, Rich, you literally just nailed it on the head. How can we possibly have this? I mean, you have people coming from all over the world, all legal scholars from the legal systems all over the world, coming here, getting advice from us, seeing how we do things. And they see this happening right now. And they have to look at it like, we can't even have electricity half the time, yet we do things a lot better than they are doing it right now. I mean, there was literally reasonable doubt everywhere you look in this case. Michael Cohen was the walking, talking anomaly, epitome of reasonable doubt. He is their star witness, and the jury believes him. You know why? Because Alvin Bragg did this on purpose. He only went for one individual, one individual only, President Trump. And he knew if he got a Manhattan jury comprised of Manhattanites, if you will, they are going to be finding him guilty. And you know what? Shame on them. They did not do what they were supposed to do. And when I say that, meaning they did not take the oath and actually do what the oath says, meaning if you have reasonable doubt, if you feel that there is just an inch or scintilla of reasonableness where Donald Trump did this, you have to vote not guilty. And not one of them did that. I'm very surprised, very shocked at this. I did not think this was going to happen at all. I really thought this was going to be a hung jury at worst. And how this is going on, it's just shocking.
You know, I have a theory about this. I think there were a few of the jurors who had to be terrified of Antifa coming to their posh New York apartments. And, you know, the thing about it is that if they had found Trump not guilty, I mean, or let's just say, let me say it this way, because it's really just happening. They just found Trump guilty. MAGA is not going to be storming the apartments of these jurors. You know, we're not going to be terrorizing these people. But you know damn well that if they found him not guilty, you'd have Antifa thugs with masks on in the streets with violent protests would be happening right now. Right now, we'd be having violent protests, David Gelman. And you know, I have to wonder, the jurors knowing that they're about to be doxxed and their identity is going to be known, nobody on our side is going to do a damn thing to any of these people, because it's not how we are. But the left would. The left absolutely would. And they would go after these people. And they'd make their life a living hell. And they'd out them. They'd be canceled. They'd be fired. They would lose everything if they found Trump not guilty. I got to wonder how much of that weighs on these people. I really do.
I, you know what? I never thought of that until you just said it, Rich, but you're right. And I don't know if they thought that or not. I would have a sneaky suspicion that you probably are right. But look, let's be honest with each other. They knew what this was about. They've done their research, all right? We live in 2024. So for them to say, oh, I didn't watch TV, I didn't go on social media, read the news, or listen to people, we're going to be kidding ourselves. We know they did that. Now, what they did, though, today is really just an abomination of what the legal system is supposed to do. The legal system is supposed to protect individuals and convict individuals who deserve conviction, who are, in fact, guilty. And President Trump just is not guilty. And, you know, there's 34 charges. You can't tell me that they believe he was guilty on each and every charge.
Right.
That is that it's impossible.
It's the same charge 33 times, right?
Yeah, exactly. The jury instructions alone, none of them, and I know there was two attorneys on there, none of them could understand what's on there. I still don't understand what's on there. So you know what? I guarantee tonight what's happening, probably DA Bragg and all the guys who prosecuted Trump, they're probably going to go out to a nice steak dinner with Mershon, and they're going to be laughing it up. And you know what? Shame on them. Shame on them.
The breaking news, David Gelman, the sentencing is set for July 11th.
Won't happen.
You're saying won't happen?
No, will not happen. I'll tell you exactly what's going to be happening right now, Rich. They are going to be filing an interlocutory appeal, meaning it's going to be a direct appeal to the appellate division, or an emergent appeal, if you will. And they already have this thing lined up. I can guarantee that. And they're going to show that there have been so many issues with the rulings from Judge Mershon, you can write a book on it. And that will be sent up there. This sentencing will never happen. And if it does, it won't happen until after the election, because the appellate division
David,
is
President
going to take
Trump
it up.
Is coming out to speak right now. I know you got to jump on Eric Bolling's show. We'll call you back, buddy, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, thanks, my friend. Break a leg on the next show, and we'll have you back on very, very soon. Here's a former president.
Okay. Yeah, Judge, if you'll hold on just a second. We see President Trump now. He is walking out. Let's listen.
Trial by a conflicted judge who is corrupt. It's a rigged trial. It's a disgrace. They wouldn't give us a venue change. We were at 5% or 6% in this district, in this area. This was a rigged, disgraceful trial. The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people. And they know what happened here, and everybody knows what happened here. You have a Soros-backed DA, and the whole thing, we didn't do a thing wrong. I'm a very innocent man, and it's okay. I'm fighting for our country. I'm fighting for our Constitution. Our whole country is being rigged right now. This was done by the Biden administration in order to wound or hurt an opponent, a political opponent. And I think it's just a disgrace. And we'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end and we'll win, because our country's gone to hell. We don't have the same country anymore. We have a divided mess. We're a nation in decline, serious decline. Millions and millions of people pouring into our country right now from prisons and from mental institutions, terrorists, and they're taking over our country. We have a country that's in big trouble. But this was a rigged decision right from day one with a conflicted judge who should have never been allowed to try this case, never. And we will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over. Thank you very much.
Why should voters vote for a convicted felon?
All right. You know, what David was saying about they'll do a fast-track appeal. The sentencing will never happen on July 11th. Good. I mean, that's great to hear. And we'll have David back on. He's going to be on Eric Bolling's show so at 5:30, but we'll have him back on at 6. We'll talk more about this. But look, a couple things here, politically speaking. Number one, and this is very, very important. As a friend of mine just said, my friend Laura just texted me and said, hey, if Joe Biden can win from his basement...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Donald Trump can win from jail. Well said, Laura. Well said. But there's two things here. Okay, so number one is, yes, there's the politics of this. And I agree. This is still a winnable race. But number two is the damage this does to the Republic. The damage this does to the Bill of Rights, to the Constitution, to the rule of law, to our justice system and everything else. That's what I'm sad about. I just want to make my point very, very clear. I'm heartbroken right now. Not because Trump was found guilty in the sense that, like, I think he can't win. No, I think he can still win. He absolutely can still win. And if anybody can turn it to his advantage, it's him. What makes me sad right now, the reason why I'm heartbroken at this moment is because our country has now forever changed. There are moments in American history that you know the country forever changed. There was America prior to that, and there was America after that. I think the Kennedy assassination is one of those things you immediately think of. There's America pre-JFK getting killed, and there's the post-America after that. You know, there's moments that change everything. 9/11 is one of those examples where America changed forever. But there's no going back to 9/10. You know what I mean? There are just seminal moments in American history where you say our country will never be the same again. And I view this as that moment, as one of those moments where, you know, before Kennedy was shot, the idea, the innocence of politics, I think Watergate was a seminal changing moment for American history, even though I think Nixon was largely set up. But and I think that this is another moment where America has changed. There's today is May. What are we now? We're on May 30th. There's America of May 29th and there's America of May 30th going forward. And here's what I mean by that. And I'll sum it up by a tweet that somebody sent me, which I think is excellent. Audit everything. You said, Rich, I'm actually excited for what's next. Drone strikes by Barack Obama. Guilty. Steele dossier legal expense. Guilty. 51 former intelligence officials saying the laptop is Russian disinformation. Guilty. What should the Trump administration go after first? Because the list is long. And that's what I mean. We will now enter the post-America where now we use the courts and the criminal justice system to punish our political enemies. And this verdict has changed this country forever. Trump can still win, but America will never recover from this moment. Even if this case is overturned on appeal, it will not recover from this moment. That's what these people have done in their hatred of Trump, with their absolute utter hatred of this man. They have allowed our country to be changed forever. Because the idea that we don't go after our political enemies in court, something that the left screamed about in 2016 when it came to Hillary Clinton, something that James Comey came out and said when he said no reasonable prosecutor would bring this case, something that President Donald Trump said after he got into the White House, those days are gone now. That it's over now. It's over. Now we go after our political enemies in court. When they impeached Bill Clinton over Monica Lewinsky, I remember thinking to myself back then, I said, impeachment is now going to become a modern political weapon. Sure enough, it is. Used against Republicans, like Trump, who was impeached twice. But it's exactly like that. We will now use the courts to go after our political enemies. If for nothing else, bragging rights. If for nothing else, so people can make careers out of themselves. If so nothing else, then prosecutors can run for office based on the idea of getting someone because of their politics, like Letitia James ran on, like Alvin Bragg ran on. And what's happened here in America is that by infiltrating the courthouse, you know, the damage that George Soros has done to this country by backing these prosecutors and then having these prosecutors get elected and spending a fortune on them, and then having these prosecutors in these cities turn around and go soft on crime because they believe that the criminals are the victims of society, go after the cops, and then to go after their political enemies, Alvin Bragg to go after Donald Trump simply because of the fact that he's Donald Trump. And that means then that how America is going to change from this moment is that prosecutors now become more powerful than senators, then members of Congress, then even presidents themselves, because they will have the power now to start indicting presidents as soon as they leave office. And that's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. You can't indict a sitting president, but once that president leaves office, all bets are off. And you'll see America forever change by this moment. And I hate to say it, because I'm not a person who's dramatic, as you know. And sometimes I am, but not now. I'm not depressed because I think Trump is going to lose. I don't. I think he's still going to win. But I think America lost today. I think our country lost, the Constitution lost, the Republic lost, the rule of law lost, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment lost today. It was a loss for common sense. It was a loss for the idea that as much as you may hate somebody politically, you don't go after your political rivals the way that they do in third world countries. You don't go after them in court. You don't go after them. And I remember having this conversation in 2016 about Hillary Clinton. I remember in 2017 having this question, and I said, this conversation, I said, Hillary Clinton is probably one of the most corrupt human beings on the planet. And I mean that to this day. Does that mean that they just get a pass because they ran for president or they were a senator or something like that? Does that mean they get a pass? What does that mean? When Joe Scarborough and the others were screaming about, we don't go after our political enemies, what does that mean? Does that mean that they get a pass? And so I guess some people are above the rule of law. But Trump gets in there and he doesn't go after Hillary Clinton for that very reason. He said, we don't go after our political enemies. We're going to move on. As a country, we've got to move on. This would be bad for the country. For if I go after my political rival, it will open up Pandora's box and we'll never be the same again. So he didn't. And they go after him. And now they just found him guilty on 34 counts, a unanimous on all counts. And there's people celebrating that fact today without realizing how America will change from this moment, how now every single thing that a president does is now open to prosecution, and not only presidents, but candidates. And I want to make this point very clear, too. The argument that these prosecutors use was that if a candidate denies you information, you have not been given all the facts on something, then therefore the election was stolen. That's basically it in a nutshell. So now what I want to know is, did Joe Biden have knowledge of Hunter Biden's laptop? Did he know it was real? And did Joe Biden lie about that? When Joe Biden ran as a candidate and said on the stage with Donald Trump, the 51 former national security officials said that that laptop is Russian disinformation. Because if that's the case, I want Joe Biden charged for lying because the American people did not have all the facts going into the election of 2020. And I'd like to know if the FBI director at the time knew that the laptop was real. And I'm going to assume he did because the FBI had it in its possession. I'd like him to be charged because his silence was complicity in the American people not having all the facts to be able to render a proper decision in 2020. If the theory by the prosecution and the judge is basically right now that by not telling everybody that Trump may have slept with Stormy Daniels, that you and I had the wool pulled over our eyes and otherwise Hillary Clinton would have won. Well, you know what? Had the Hunter Biden laptop, had we known it was real, maybe Trump would have won in 2020. Even with all the cheating, maybe he still would have won. Maybe people would have said, this guy Biden's corrupt and we can't go with this guy. So my question is, how soon until we can start charging people over their knowledge of the Hunter Biden laptop? Did any of those signatories on that letter have knowledge that laptop was real and sign their name to that letter anyway? Because if they did, I want them arrested. I want them charged. I do. I mean it, because this is the new standard in America right now. If you were complicit in hiding facts to the American people in a political election, then you need to be charged. But it goes even further than that. If you were on a campaign and you knew something about the candidate that you worked for, and you didn't tell the American people that, you should be charged too, as part of a conspiracy because you covered it up. You did not break from the campaign that was paying you and go out and hold a press conference and say that the candidate who's paying you did X, and you need to know about it. So then you need to be charged as well. You need to be charged as being guilty in that, in a conspiracy to hide facts from the American people. And that means now that we're going to go back and we're going to look at every single campaign, and we're going to find out if a candidate lied, if a candidate withheld information from the electorate, if a candidate told somebody to be quiet about something, whether they paid them or not is immaterial, whether they just tried to cover something up. And I say we do this on every level of government. If there's a candidate who had a DUI but didn't tell the voters and the DUI came out after he was elected, I want him and his entire campaign team charged, because had I known that, maybe I would have voted for somebody else. And we could do this all friggin' day. And this country will never be the same. The United States of America will never be the same. This case will be overturned on appeal. I have no doubt about that. I really believe that. This case will be overturned on appeal. I believe Trump's still going to win. I'm not changing my opinion on that. I think Trump's going to be the next president of the United States. But America will never be the same country it was on May 29th, because today on May 30th is the first day that we've ever now convicted a former president of the United States of America who was also the front runner for president. And even if he wasn't the front runner, he still is the chief political opponent to the president of the United States of America. And here we go. Here's the Biden campaign already. And tell me this wasn't political. There's only one way to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office, and that's at the ballot box. Donate to our campaign today. So you understand when years ago, I remember Mark Levin said, we are living in the post-constitutional republic, the post-constitutional America. And that's true. We are. But today is a day that America will never, we will look back on this day and realize that this was a day something fundamentally changed. Like how on 9/10, you could get on an airplane without taking off your freaking shoes and you could bring a bottle of water on board. And now, what, 23 years later, you still can't do those things. And then we gave rise to this massive intelligence state that started spying on its own people. And we passed laws and acts with dumb names like Patriot in it to give the government the ability to get into our politics and know what we're thinking. And I told you back then, I said it back then. I said, we are going to regret this one day because we are about to weaponize the national law enforcement and national security state, and this will be used for political purposes. I told you this was my Zeoli axiom going all the way back to 2010 when I said, if you sacrifice liberty in the name of keeping you safe, this will be weaponized and used against you politically one day. Mark my words. And it's exactly what happened. It's exactly what we're seeing. The deep state had so much power, but they couldn't stop the guy from getting elected in 2016 despite their best efforts. The Hillary Clinton campaign lied about the dossier. She needs to be prosecuted. And every single person who was involved in that dossier, that phony Russian Fugazi dossier, they all need to be criminally prosecuted as well. And anyone in the Obama administration who had knowledge of that dossier being completely fake. And we know that John Brennan did. We know that James Clapper did. We know that the president of the United States himself, Barack Obama, knew that that dossier was pure and utter BS. Well, they were all part of an elaborate conspiracy to hide information from the American people. And worse, they misled the American people by using their power in government to make everybody believe the Russian dossier was real. So I think criminal charges need to be brought against all of them. This is where we're headed. Because of your Trump derangement syndrome, you fake lefties, you fake liberals, you people that have allowed your hatred of this man to supersede any sense of justice, any sense of civil justice, any sense of the Constitution, any sense of the Bill of Rights, any sense of the rule of law, your derangement, your hatred of him, you will regret this one day. You will regret this one day. And I know you're all gleeful and celebrating. You phonies, you phony liberals. You're not liberals, you're leftists. You're Marxists and you're communists and you're Stalinists is what you are. Because liberals would be decrying this. True classical liberals would be decrying this day. This is a terrible day for the Republic. We've just weaponized our justice system against our political enemies. There's no going back from this. We don't go back from this. There's no going back. You don't get to put this genie back in the bottle. You have just now completely weaponized the criminal justice system against our political enemies. And this is what the Republic is going to be from now until the end of the Republic, which, by the way, could be at any minute at this point. Honestly, I mean that. I mean that sincerely, because how do you have a republic? How can you keep a republic if the government is able to use its law enforcement powers to stop its political opponents or intimidate its citizenry? And that's exactly what happens in this country every single day. You're spied on, you're lied to, you're censored, you're manipulated, all of these things. How the hell can you have a free country? How can you have a republic if the government does that? That's not a republic. That's a police state. That's what you have. That's not a free country. That's the Stasi. That's East Germany. That's Nazi Germany. That's Che Guevara. That's freaking Mao. That's Pol Pot. That's all these countries. It's Cuba. It's all these countries where the government uses its state power to suppress and intimidate the citizenry to affect politics, to effectuate political change. I don't say these words lightly. I do not make these comparisons lightly. You know that. But America, starting on May 30th, 2024, is now the country that we prosecute our political enemies. And right now, prosecutors at the local level, at the county level, at the state level, at the federal level, are now thinking to themselves, what can I do? How can I make a name for myself? How can I be a household name like Alvin Bragg? Who can I go after? And guess what? For all you lefties celebrating today, you fake liberals who care nothing about liberty and nothing about the Bill of Rights and nothing about the Constitution, all you frauds, guess what? Right now, those prosecutors are making a list, and some of those names on that list, you're not going to be very happy about when they start coming after them. So congratulations. You got your big win today. And the Republic lost. I hope you feel good about yourselves. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen, here's the thing. And again, I am not upset because of Trump's political chances in November. I need to make that point very clear. I am upset. I am heartbroken for the Republic that I love so much, the Constitution that I revere, the Bill of Rights that I absolutely... 855-839-1210. Get me some calls, Kirk. Come on. Call up the show, 855-839-1210. Screen those calls. Get them on the air for me. I want to hear from you. This is your chance to weigh in right now. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. You put them on the board? All right. Why don't I see them, though? That's the thing. I don't see the calls. All right, I see one. Okay. All right. Eric is... stop crying about the guilty. Okay, why should I stop crying about the guilty? Tell me why.
All right, so I respect you. I think you're a really smart guy, but you know what you're saying is not true.
I know what I'm saying is not true. Okay.
No, you're
I'm a smart. Okay, I'm a smart guy. I'm going to hang up on you, jackass. I'll tell you why. I don't lie, all right? I don't lie to my audience, and I'm not going to put up with people who accuse me of being a fraud. Go blank and change the channel, all right? Listen to somebody else. I'm not going to have that conversation. I don't come out here and lie to my audience. I speak from the heart. I speak passionately, and I am in no mood. I am in no mood right now to have some jackass accuse me of saying something that I don't mean. And that's what the left does. They play those little games. They play little games like that. You know what you're saying is not true. You don't really mean that. You're smarter than that. Listen, you clown. At some point, they're going to go after a Democrat. They're going to go after a Democrat, prosecute him. And you see, unlike you, I have the most consistent record of any talk show host in America on being pro-civil liberties on every level. You will never be able to find in the 14 years that I've been on radio a single time where I ever advocated for the state to have more power in the name of keeping us safe or for our justice system to be weaponized or any of the other stuff that's happening in this country. I have always. Even when it wasn't popular, even when I had to argue with my own audience, respectfully, of course, over things like NSA metadata gathering. When I argued with Annie McCarthy about that back in 2014. So, no. And, you know, the other thing is I have no tolerance for people right now who turn around and say that, you know, if this was Joe Biden, you'd be cheering. No, I wouldn't. But guess what? It's going to be Joe Biden. It's going to be a lot of people. It's going to be everybody. And you know what else is going to happen? I'll tell you what else is going to happen. Good people are not going to want to go into politics. Nah, they're going to avoid it like the plague. There's going to be another reason right now to never run for political office. Because now, if you ever were unfaithful to your spouse, which, by the way, you know, I think the statistics are something like 25% of America admits to having an affair. And let's say you are running for office and you're... you had one years ago, and your wife and kids and everybody in the family has moved on and everybody's rebuilt their life and everybody's happy. But by what happened today, if you don't disclose that and put your kids through it and put your wife through it again, maybe you went through therapy with her, well, now you've just lied to the American people. If you get elected, you've stolen that election. You need to go to prison for that. We've set a new standard here, and I don't know where the standard goes. I don't know if it's just adultery or if it's other things, too. Like, I don't know how far down the rabbit hole this has to go for you to then not be accused of stealing an election. What other bad skeletons in your closet do you then have to reveal in order for the election to be fair. I'm curious. See, because I would have thought that if my son was a crackhead who's doing business with Ukraine and I was vice president and I was threatening to withhold $1 billion in aid unless they fire the prosecutor investigating my crackhead son's company. See, I would have thought that would hurt my political chances if I didn't disclose that to the American people. And guess what? It almost did. Because in the laptop, though, they said was Russian disinformation. So the American people didn't actually get to understand any of that at the time. So how many people are going to prison over the Hunter Biden laptop story? And, you know, the thing about it is that I don't like Schadenfreude. I'm not going to be happy when that happens, but it's going to happen. And there'll be a lot of people cheering that on as revenge for today. And that's also what breaks my heart for the Republicans, because I know how these things work. It's how it works. This is it. This is the new United States of America. We now go against our political enemies. We now prosecute them. We now punish them. So that means that if you're a good person, but you're not perfect, because who the hell is? Why would you ever want to put your name on a ballot? Because at some point in the future, you could be accused of something. Let's say you did have an affair and all you did was call her up or call him up and say, can you do me a favor? It was 10 years ago. Can we just not, we could pretend like this never happens. If the media calls you up and says, hey, did you have an affair? Is it? Oh, of course. Yeah. We were young. We were stupid, whatever. You know, I've moved on. You've moved on, whatever. Yeah, you know, no cash was exchanged, but that's immaterial. You've asked him or her to be quiet. Based on this new standard of justice today, you've committed a crime. You didn't tell the American people. You got elected without telling them that you were once unfaithful to your wife. So where else do we go with this? Got into a bar fight? College, maybe? I don't know. Did you have a gambling problem? You didn't disclose that to the American people? Were you bulimic or anorexic at one point? Were you ever on psychotropic medication? Were you ever, I don't know, did you ever see a therapist? I mean, where do we go with this is my question. How far down this rabbit hole of having to bear your personal sins and skeletons do we go before we are accused of breaking the law and lying to the public and stealing an election? And who the hell in their right mind would ever want to run for office at this point in America? Who in their right mind would want to do it? This is a very sad day for the Republic. Lou is in Hamilton. Lou, hey, bud.
Hey, bud. Yo, what's up? Yeah, this is bad. I mean, I'm 63, and the three darkest days that I know of, I was a baby for John Kennedy's assassination, but that, 9/11, and today. Not because of Donald Trump, not because of who they did it to. It's because why they did it and how they did it. And this is just going to open up Pandora's box for forever.
Yeah, it's there's no going back. There's the America before Kennedy was assassinated, and there's America after. There's America before Vietnam. There's America after. There's America before 9/11. There's America after. And there's America May 29th and now May 30th. And you're right. There's no going back. That's it, Lou. There's no going back.
If I'm Donald Trump, I go out and get Ron DeSantis as my running mate tonight.
Why do you say that out of curiosity?
Because I think he's got to look for somebody that's going to carry on the MAGA movement after 4 years. I think they locked him in as the next president. I think I'm not worried about the election.
Yeah.
He needs to go out and get a strong candidate now that's going to carry on the MAGA movement. And I'm kind of leaning towards Ron DeSantis for that.
Lou, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Lou. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but my buddy Sean Erland, who's the chairman of the Burlington County Republican Party, great guy. He just sent me a text. Apparently now the Win Red, which is a Republican donation platform, is overwhelmed at the moment. You're getting one of those 500 errors. Something went wrong. There's so many people donating right now to Trump's campaign. Trump's going to win. I'm not worried about November. I really am not. I'm not. The angst that I feel right now is completely about the country. Bob, you're on the air. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, how you doing, Rich? How you doing? What I heard that on the radio coming home from work, it just made me sick to my stomach to hear that. I mean, because it's like, it's unbelievable that, you know, we're going after Trump, somebody that cares about this country the way he does. I mean, he loves this country. I mean, I listened to part of Biden talk yesterday on the radio and the hate that he was spewing out there down in Girard College. I mean, it's horrific. And I can't understand how people can actually, you know, see this guy Biden as a hero. I mean, he's horrific. I mean, the stuff he's done to this country, it's horrible. I mean, there's no Democrat city anymore that's safe anymore. I mean, Philly is horrible. I mean, it's sad the way it's become. And I can only imagine everywhere else where there's Democrats running, it's going down the toilet.
Bob, thank you. Listen, you're right. I mean, it's a damn shame. And Bob, thanks, buddy. I want to take more calls. I got to take a quick break, but 855-839-1210. Keep the calls coming. I want to hear from you tonight. I'll just say this. The two separate issues. One is the Republic and the fact that our criminal justice system is now will never be the same. We've gone down the road of for years. I've been telling you we are a police state. The United States of America has become a police state. Today, you should have no doubt in your mind that everything I've said for the last 7-8 years has sadly come true. We are a police state. We are longer than 7 or 8 years. I've been saying this stuff since 2010. I'm not trying to make it about my prognostication. It's just that I remember arguing with my fellow conservatives over everything they wanted to do in the post 9/11 America. And I said, we're going to regret this one day. And we just gave these people such power in the name of keeping us safe that they shredded the Bill of Rights slowly. You know, it's like the old saying, death by a thousand cuts. We didn't just get here overnight. We got here because of years and years and 2 decades of just shredding the Bill of Rights little by little, saying the Fourth Amendment doesn't matter anymore and the Fifth Amendment doesn't matter anymore, and little by little, and making exceptions and making excuses and not. And you liberals, you're not liberals. You're leftists, you're Marxists, you're statists. That's what you people are. The fact that any of you on the left could enjoy this right now, could think that this is good for the country, for the republic, that now in the post-May 30th America, we are now going to use the courts to prosecute our political enemies. This country will never be the same. This is the morning in Dallas. And I know that sounds like a dramatic example of a president being assassinated, but it's not. You know I'm right. America changed on the day John F. Kennedy was assassinated. America changed when those towers came down in 9/11. America forever fundamentally changed. There's no going back. Today's that day too. And it breaks my heart. I'm not equating this verdict to those events. Don't be an idiot. I'm saying in terms of the consequence of our political system, of America and the Republic, and how the Republic changes in response to a very significant event. This is the first time in American history a former president has been found guilty in criminal court. The Republic will never be the same Republic it was yesterday. We have a fourth and final hour coming up, and we'll talk about a lot of things. There'll be a lot more things coming up, obviously, as we do this. I do want to tell you, though, we will be at the Grand Hotel Live on June 21st. I'd love for you to come out and see us. It is a wonderful place. And, you know, this economy stinks because of this president, because of this idiot in the White House, which is why I think Trump's still going to win, regardless of his verdict. In fact, I think his verdict's probably going to help him. But the Grand Hotel is a great place to bring your family on vacation. And I'll tell you why, because they have a huge outdoor heated pool. They have a huge indoor heated pool, and they give you money back in the form of resort credits that you can use how you like. For example, you stay there for a week, you're going to get $560 back in resort credits. You can eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the property, the pool bar, beach concession stand, take the kids whale watching, whatever you like. They give you money to use. How many other places do that? Plus, the Grand Hotel has rooms with full amenities, kitchenettes, refrigerators. You can make the kids sandwiches and keep your drinks cold. So it's like renting a shore house, but without having to do the laundry and without having to do the wash the sheets and the towels. I mean, it's great. It is everything you could want in a vacation. And please don't forego summer vacation. Life's too short. You got to make the memories with the kids. The Grand Hotel makes it affordable to have that wonderful summer family vacation. So book direct with them for the best rates and to get the grand credits by calling 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550, or visit them online at GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.